today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start by His name, the Creator Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum, welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And the topic of this episode is the effect of dua of peace of mind. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Friday, is the 7th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book and bless this moment by listening to verses 55 and 56 of chapter Al-A'raf.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية إنه لا يحب المعتدين.
Call upon your Lord in humility and privately. Indeed, He does not like transgressors.
ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين.
And cause not corruption upon the earth after its reformation, and invoke Him in fear and aspiration. Indeed, the mercy of Allah is near to the doers of good.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Through clear reasons, it is only Allah who is deserved of being worshipped. Next to that, in this verse, the Quran instructs that supplication and calling to Him, which is the soul and essence of worship, should be performed before Allah. This instruction in the verse, which says to call on the Lord secretly, is for that this action may be performed far from any dissimulation so that it becomes nearer to sincerity. It must be done with concentration of contemplation and attention. Remember, we have spoken about the effect of dua of peace of mind till this episode, and now we continue. Dua means invocation, to call out, and is an act of supplication, meaning asking or being for something earnestly and humbly. For Muslims, it is an act of worship in which we ask Allah for His forgiveness and mercy, to grant us His favors and answer our requests. Dua is one of the most important tools handed by Allah and humanity, an immensely personal means for us to communicate and connect with the Almighty. A dua is our conversation with our Creator, the relay of our thoughts and words to Him. We can use any words, ask for anything, for good in this life and the hereafter. We can ask for ourselves, our friends, families, strangers, those in need, for the Ummah and humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the role of dua in mental and physical health. The fourth effect of supplication is hope and vitality. Anyone who wants to face life's challenges with a cheerful in spirit and high morale and continue their life with hope and confidence must resort to supplication. Supplication to God gives hope and strength to a person. They feel that they are relying on a secure sanctuary, thus feeling a sense of joy and capability. If the connection with that source of greatness and mercy is severed, feelings of loneliness and anxiety arise, leading to mental illness. Many psychologists and psychoanalysts have pointed to this reality, considering faith in God as the basis and foundation for the prevention and treatment of mental illness. The fifth effect of supplication is cultivation of mental focus. Mental anxiety and psychological tensions are deadly diseases that threaten contemporary humanity. Psychoanalysts and scientists try to find ways to reduce the mental burden of humans and give rest to their minds and spirit, saving them from psychological changes. Controlling these mental scatterings and internal tensions is the first condition for achieving genius, insight, and understanding of issues. For this reason, places intended for study and research are designed to be the calmest, most pleasant, and most delightful places to facilitate mental concentration and relieve anxiety. If worship and prayer are performed within internal and external conditions, they not only focus the mind but also illuminate and purify the inner self. If a person has fully understood the presence of the heart and attention in prayer, they can focus all their mental faculties on one thing at the moment, and that is their Lord.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
And dua is good tools for increasing love between Muslims. Our religion has the most beautiful greeting, Assalamu alaikum, or peace be upon you. The act of greeting another Muslim is a dua in itself. It's also an easy way to increase the love we have for each other. By him, in whose hand is my life, you will not enter Jannah until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. Shall I inform you of something which, if you do, you will love one another? Promote greetings or salam amongst yourselves. That was from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny.
Allahu, Allah, Allahu, Allah.
We should strive to increase our salam to our fellow Muslims. Now, dua to remove sadness from heart. Sadness can often weigh down our heart, making it difficult to experience joy and contentment. A profound dua to remove sadness is, O Lord, I am your slave, your servant, and the son of your servant, and the son of your maidservant. My forelock is in your hand. Your command over me is forever executed, and you and your decree over me is just. This dua derived from the hadith reflects total submission to Allah's will, seeking His aid in alleviating sadness.
The Imam says, if you really want to make a valid dua that's going to be answered by Allah and it's beneficial for you, say, oh Allah, don't give me a trial that will make me lose my deen, that will make me lose my akhlaq. That trial, please, protect me from it. But try me. I understand that I have to be tried. And give me the strength to face these challenges of life. But we expect Allah, no, not to try us, to give us the answers. Like the person who's in the exam hall, hey, professor, where are you? Wait. Finish your exam, and then your school will help you, your professor will help you, you'll get your residency, you'll pay off your loans. Just be patient. Go through the trial, and you'll see the results. For the next 50 years of your life, you'll get paid well. Allah's saying, wait, be patient. I have answered your dua, but you'll see the full effect on the Day of Judgment. Be patient. And over there, you're in greater need. That's another very important aspect of dua to consider. The third aspect of dua in this discussion, as we are trying to find out how is dua beneficial, and why is it that there's no guarantee for me that Allah will answer my dua, is that Allah always wants to keep His servant between al-khawf wal-raja, between fear and hope. Allah doesn't say to the sinful person, hey, you're sinful, your dua is not going to be accepted. No, Allah wants you to have hope. Even the sinful one, Allah says, you should have hope. I might forgive you. I might answer your dua. Never stop. Don't say now that there's no guarantee for my dua to be answered, why should I bother? No, bother. Allah might answer you. And for those people who are in a good state, right? Those people who, let's say, who are not sinful, they're on the path of truth. Why should I do dua? Alhamdulillah, I'm good. My deen is good. My family is good. My financial status is good. Why should I supplicate? Allah says, no, supplicate. You never know what happens. Maybe that will be taken away from you. Keep supplicating. So Allah always wants you between hope and fear. Between hope and fear. Because that's how the believer is disciplined. On the one hand, he fears the consequences of his sins. On the other hand, he doesn't feel too safe. Yes, I have iman right now, alhamdulillah, but don't feel too comfortable. Shaitan can make you slip in an instant. Always be between hope and fear. Never lose hope, but always fear the consequences of your sins.
That was all for this episode of today's special. We were speaking about dua. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies,
My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer.